Search is underway for a missing Alliance man. Police say 20-year-old Nathaniel Hang was last seen leaving his West Oxford Street home early Wednesday morning. Home security camera caught his white GMC Canyon pickup driving on Union Avenue. Police say Hang suffers from schizophrenia and other medical issues. Hang has been found in Goshen Township in the New Philadelphia areas in the past. He's 5'8", 160 pounds, with brown hair and eyes. He was wearing a black shirt and gray sweatpants. Anyone with information should contact police at 330-821-9140. Man set for arraignment tomorrow after Canton police say fired shots near an auto dealership Saturday. 19-year-old James Morris of Canton was arrested Wednesday. Shooting happened in the 500 block of 15th Street Northwest near Kempthorne Auto, where police say several vehicles were struck and bullets narrowly missed two people. Shell casings were found at a nearby school playground, and Morris later allegedly tried to hide a gun in a backyard on 15th Street. He faces charges including felonious assault, weapons under disability, and tampering with evidence. Lake Township man jailed on charges resulting from a high-speed chase in Marlboro Township. 25-year-old Travis McCown arrested today. Police say the pursuit began after an officer responded to a report of a vehicle in a residence yard on Alberta Beach Street Northeast April 21st. McCown, who was believed to be intoxicated, allegedly fled at speeds of nearly 75 miles per hour and drove in both lanes of traffic before officers lost sight of the vehicle. McCown is charged with failure to comply, obstructing official business, and driving on a suspended license. New CEO in place for SARTA, the agency announced Wednesday. Ralph Lee will lead it on a permanent basis. Lee had served as interim CEO since August. He was given a three-year contract with a salary of $198,000. He says his focus will be navigating budget issues following last month's failure of a sales tax increase. SARTA preparing another attempt to put a renewed levy before voters in November. Steve Locker is the new fiscal officer for Washington Township. His first day will be August 1st. Locker's appointment made during Monday's trustees meeting. He'll replace Jimmy Jones, who announced his resignation last month. Trustees approved more than $28,000 in bills. Fire department reports showing 35 runs in May and early June, and heard about road crew work, including patching and catch basin repairs. Several area organizations are recipients of more than $632,000 in new community grants. Funding comes from the Sisters of Charity Foundation of Canton. Largest awards include $200,000 for ComQuest's community-based addiction medicine program, $150,000 for the Spark Kindergarten Readiness Program, and more than $82,000 for the Boys and Girls Club's Project Learn after-school program. Additional grants will support youth services, job training, and domestic violence programs across the region. A Columbiana County judge has ordered a man found not guilty by reason of insanity to remain in a mental health facility. Common Pleas Judge Megan Bickerton ruled 48-year-old Randy May will continue treatment at Heartland Behavioral Health Care in Massillon after a six-month review. May was found insane in cases involving the October 2024 assault of a Latonia police officer and a separate attack on a sheriff's deputy. His case will be reviewed again next June. The Salem School District has named Jamie Kimatz as its new superintendent. She had been serving in an interim basis and previously worked as curriculum director. Board of Education says Kimatz was selected after a thorough search process. She succeeds Sean Kirkland, who died earlier this year. Kimatz says one of her first priorities will be overseeing completion of the district's new K-8 school. The building remains off limits at the City of Akron Water Plant in Portage County following a chlorine gas release Wednesday afternoon. Crews continuing to dispose of chemicals involved in a reaction between two tanks at the Ravenna Road facility in Franklin Township. City officials say three people who sought medical treatment were taken to a hospital, treated, and released. The shelter-in-place order was lifted and the gas dissipated. The city said there was no contamination of the drinking water supply. Cincinnati man faces 31 felony counts after officials say he defrauded Ohio's Medicaid program of more than $12 million. A Butler County grand jury Wednesday indicted 63-year-old Robert Haley on charges, including engaging in a pattern of corrupt activity and aggravated theft. The Attorney General's office said Haley was responsible for more than 60,000 fraudulent Medicaid claims. Officials say he stole more than $1.5 million by falsifying patient files from February 2020 to May 2026, and then trying to use forged records when investigators questioned him. Haley alleged he was providing therapeutic behavioral services to children in Butler County after-school programs. Family members of the children told investigators the services were never provided and their signatures appeared to have been forged. We have the following funeral announcements. Service for 82-year-old Linda Brady of Alliance, Thursday, June 11th at noon. Arrangements by Sheriff Sterling Skivalaki.